And here in New York City, early voting began on Saturday, and already more than 300,000 people have cast their ballots. NTD's Arlene Richard spoke with voters in Chelsea, Manhattan, who talked about their choices for the city's next mayor.
On day four of early voting in New York City, we visited a polling place on 28th Street in Chelsea at FIT's Feldman Building. The afternoon was slow, but early voting has hit record numbers as New Yorkers make some tough decisions. Some of the latest polls indicate that former Governor Andrew Cuomo is narrowing the gap, now trailing frontrunner Zohran Mamdani by 10 points. Mamdani is polled at 43%, Cuomo at 33%, down from 20 points a month ago. New York icon Curtis Sliwa is also picking up some votes, but still lags behind in last place at about 15%. Now that voting has started, it's a race against the clock. All three candidates were out canvassing on Saturday. Mamdani spent part of the day Monday at a polling site on the Upper East Side and campaigned in the Bronx on Wednesday, while Sliwa hit the subway stations a day after early voting started and greeted Staten Island voters at the ferry terminal Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Cuomo teamed up with Mayor Eric Adams and former Governor David Paterson on Tuesday and headed to Staten Island later on Wednesday. Voters on Wednesday were excited about the mayoral race.
I am waiting with bated breath because, as we can all tell with polls, they mean nothing.